I was gonna say,
yo, I'm like two people.
Oh, nah, go get two.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Buzz the Lady.
It's your girl, Kate.
And it's your girl, Paige.
And your girl, Shay.
And we live from the Reggie. Yes, in this beach.
Doing Reggie shit.
Period.
What's up, y'all?
And we live for real, y'all. How do they go live with us? Because somebody said them, because I still don't get the concept.
I tell you, we talk about live.
And that's how you can go live with Live from the Rich.
Anyway, what the what are you doing tonight?
We just came back from Cali with the motherfucking vibes. So you know we good. We good. We don't look this.
He said,
we don't look this.
You don't see for my birthday. I'm talking
yeah,
to
I
you.
Really did. I
it's the time, though. Yeah.
I really did. Fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like it jet lag is some serious.
Yeah, even being on the boat, y'all get jet lag after the boat too. Be tired of
that boat. Why would jet lag after the boat? The boat was fun. That was the best.
I was scared of hell. Everything falling off.
She don't know me for real.
Oh, real? Oh, hell nah.
And I took my shot pride, bitch. I ain't spit the shit back up in that.
They're right.
I took the whole shot. But she don't know me for real.
See, we got blocked by a couple motherfuckers. Just living our life. Being happy. You know what I'm saying, Gloria? People don't like
but
to see
but the whole
that.
Motto is to keep a motherfucker watching because they going to do that anyway.
Yes,
so why not live your best life?
Exactly. Bitch, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. It was down there blurring me.
Yeah.
I got on there. I remember getting on there. I remember being a little right here. I ate a few wings. And baby, I let go.
My sister said, it ain't your birthday. She said, it ain't your birthday neither.
You know, baby.
Yeah, I had fun, though.
I did. It's either It was cold. After that, it was cold. In the morning, it was cold. We had a real jeep. It got down, got the top took off. It was free. It took everything in her not to the man to take the dogs out, because the dogs could come out too. I was so glad we ain't had a motherfucking dogs out because you got the wind was blowing.
I got a cold around in that night. Oh no, I'm getting
this. We better with a blanket on.
I'm getting this bourbon tomorrow. I see y'all.
It was a little windy.
But y'all know the desert, so bitch, it was.
Yeah, see, we went to the city, and then Hollywood, I was like, shit.
That shit dirty as fuck.
Yeah,
their houses dirty as fuck.
I
think they make the houses out of sand.
I ain't gonna going back.
Girl, that shit look dingy.
I'm
like,
nah,
I'm going
back.
But look. We did ride to Beverly Hills, and Beverly Hills looked like Beverly Hills. It was nice.
Well, that was some other film we ride to Beverly
yeah,
Hills.
On our last day, yeah, we rode.
Yeah, I did, too. We should have rode.
Because I'm like, look at these little bit ugly-ass houses.
Girl. Like, what the fuck are they paying for? But like, one of our Rachel's told us, she was like, we the ones who really Hollywood.
Right.
She was like, motherfuckers used to come to out there, you know, to make movies. You can go out there and live your dream.
Live your best life.
But vacation. Now motherfuckers are turning down to Georgia. You come out here and become a millionaire. Live your dream, be a rapper overnight.
Yeah. I said, where you from now? We here. I said, really like, we are right here.
We
were
loud. We
went
out there and ratchet. One man cussed us out because we were laughing.
But it's crazy because they talk so much shit, but then when they come to,
right,
you know, it's Florida,
but overall, I did
Tennessee, but y'all come right to the end.
I mean, like the way you said, they really kept it real. Yeah. But it's an experience. If you I would suggest that you go.
But
and if I just to see the Hollywood sign, rider, it's like everybody out there cool. Cause they have the weed is legal. Everybody out there smoke weed.
So
wait on your food. You know how you might have 30-hour wait. And they tell you they don't call you, text you. Folks out there smoke weed, baby.
Yeah, that weed,
baby. Everybody out there getting high, baby. Mm-hmm. Ain't no rushing in traffic. People laying you over. The junkies even happy.
Man.
They out there with hot trays, baby.
I just feel like it's just too many. And then, like,
you can be homeless and be high.
But it's something the homeless people... It's
a community. Did y'all ride through the community with the sofas and the dresses and shit? That shit looking good. But like a yard sale. I don't know what the fuck. Y'all want to sell that shit. How much this is, oh. Yes. But you could tell it was like a J community because they had like dirty bikes and shit, cans, got them carts and shit, little rails.
When I first got there leaving the airport, and I saw that it was a lot of homeless people. Like, they had tents and all that shit down.
I damn near stepped on one, I'm telling you.
We got a random one.
We had
the
LA
on the street.
We had to get in the street. We're like, oh, homeless. You know, I'm about it. And man, when I tell y'all, them motherfucking scooters so fucking fast.
We gotta come in. Hey, y'all.
Hey, what is that thing?
Yeah,
I said, what the hell we gonna do down there? said that romantic.
Bitch, you better learn the language. Go be able to, no phone on that.
I'll be right now with a tight
phone. I'll be going to Jamaica. I'm skipping Jamaica.
We think about who to counsel.
I want to
stack my bag and see, because
we done been everywhere else. Somebody else talking about go to Philly. I'm like, what the fuck in Philly?
Y'all ain't got no business. You want to be happy?
I
want to
go somewhere. Yeah, it's like, get down there, get the fine one of them hoes. You know, they got razors and shit in their mouths. I ain't about got time for that shit. I'm going to Boots Con where people can barely speak English, so even if I am talking shit, I ain't gonna know what the fuck I'm saying.
Oh, fine.
Right, him. Oh, shit.
What, who?
No, it's just a man. Oh,
I thought it's just a man.
Man, that
passed.
I thought my hair
was. Y'all seen that girl on Instagram? She was light and blooded. She said, hell fire.
Yeah,
I seen some shit happen. I seen some shit happen like that in real life.
I seen a girl with a camera.
Oh, that shit was fucked up too,
my
man.
I saw the video.
Damn, I set my hair on fire one time at a counter light.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, at the counter light, man. So I put the damn counter down. I got the children with me and I'm drinking because the shit had me fucked up. So, it was a child kind of like.
I'm glad I'm too rolled back. But I seen it.
Hey, look, I'm trying to see anybody catch it. I look around, I see in the back laughing. Shake her head. She saw it. Did nobody else see it? I'm like.
Man,
oh, yeah. Oh my God.
I'm like, look at you.
Well, y'all, okay. Y'all know Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to come out with a shoe for Kobe Bryant and their daughter,
okay.
Or whatever. And she said Nike never sent the contract to it, but somebody can end up posting the shoe. And she like her and the kids never even got the shoe.
Right.
They never did a contract. So how did this person get the shoe?
Mm-hmm.
She said that a guy posted the shoe and they don't even have a shoe.
Who is this guy? Like, a hacker?
She basically designed the shoe. And she said they never sent her a copy of the shoe. This is what they sent her. Said this is what she want on the shoe. Somebody posted the shoe and she so happened to see it and was like, this is what I made for them. But they never confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, so Nike, basically they trying to ask Nike, how did this person get the shoe? Mm-hmm. When it's supposed to be. She said she was going to put the shoe out because it was going to go to the foundation for, the Melma Cedar, the basketball team and all of it.
Damn, how the shoe look?
It's a black. I mean, she designed it. I'm gonna have to show you shoe, but it's black.
Do you like it?
I like the shoe. She posted the shoe. She posted
now
the
since it's
the
out
shoe.
Now.
Yeah, she posted the guy with the shoe and was like, she's trying to figure out how he got
Nike
the shoe.
Nike has something to do with that.
And she was like, we don't even have the shoe. Basically, like, how the fuck he get the shoe?
So who getting the money out the shoe? The guy who making them?
That's why she trying to figure out Nike. She was part of
Nike.
Yeah, so that's why she was like, she trying to.
But they ain't got no contract. She ain't got no contract with Nike.
No, she don't even have the shoe. Her or the kids. They don't even have the shoe.
Right.
But somebody else already got the shoe.
They probably not calling it those they shoe. Whatever kind of shoe it is.
But Nike, it's exactly her design. Yeah, it's also got the M on the back for the members. They call members too.
Well, hopefully she got some type
of
blueprint copyright.
All right,
it
went go back. It gone.
Hopefully she got some type of proof to show that she
had
it first.
She said that they were in contact. That's the shoe.
KD, it looked like some KD.
It's some Kobe's.
Like they're Kobe's, but she designed it specifically for them.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? She's
I got Kobe and Gigi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's supposed to have that shoe, but then somebody got the shoe, and she's like,
I get it, but what I'm saying is,
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, like, she kind of fucked up because She, how she gonna prove that she actually designed
because they were already in contact. Yeah. She
but I don't think Nike would have let that like she that happen and been that careless.
Yeah. They probably somebody said working up.
And released that shoe
they
like that.
They probably just somebody working.
You know what I'm saying? If Nike got something to do with this, I don't think Nike was that careless and just released it without her consent and no contract. It got to be something more than two. Yeah. I get what you're saying happened. But, you know what I mean?
I mean, but she's saying that they talked it out pretty much. She pretty much was saying that they had a conversation about the shoe, but they never like really just got this shit on country. Like how much, you know, just that how she was explaining it. And somebody got the fucking shoe.
So,
how y'all feel about the girl Portia gonna be pregnant by the
African? Yeah, already. Oh. They just got married last week. And she said they didn't get married.
Can y'all pay me a bunch of snacks off the table? Can I get
You want to get a little bit of pie?
Sure. No, this is big nigga behind the
counter. You got a little homeless in right here. You catch a contact?
But the girl, she just got married last week.
She had a man a whole birthday party yesterday.
And she said that that wasn't the reason why they got married. She wasn't pregnant. She said that when they got married,
she give me weird.
She
ain't
pregnant.
Falling is gonna drop a video on the 10th, like basically explaining how she feel about the situation. You know what I'm saying? She put out a little snippet, you know, her crying or whatever. Basically,
She gonna put out,
but who was interviewing her was like pretty much like. I mean, like, how do you feel, you know, knowing that she was in your pool and she was at your house and, you know what I'm saying? And she basically responding, you know, she's giving, like, how she
feels. She's going to cry on them.
Yeah, but it's dropping June 10th. So you got to go to YouTube to watch it.
First of all.
She's going to get a little money.
But I'm not going to get on motherfucking TV crying.
I'm about no nigga. They done moved on.
I'm just going to hold that shit.
She was trying to be committed to her vows.
But
like,
still,
I'm
not
from,
you know.
Wait, man, feel me. I know no vows. I know she did it, man. I made other vows with a whole nother bitch. One thing I'm not going to do is get on here and cry.
I'm crying, cuss
on
what, but bitch,
not
on TV.
Like, you fucked up.
I'm crying, cuss on what. If I got cry, but still.
How do y'all feel about the way son, who the media is now referring to as a her?
Who?
And
his daughter.
Zaya Wade. I think at first his name was like Zion.
Zaya.
Yeah, he just had a birthday. A 14th birthday party.
14.
Mm-hmm. And they talking about getting a sex change.
Oh my!
He actually looked like a girl.
Yeah.
Not on that picture, but look. He's feeling out as a girl.
The fact that the media is accepting him for who he is.
But not at no 14.
But I feel like he can do that on his own when he turned 18.
Yeah, not at no 14.
He'll have to wait till he
makes it. He said Dwayne Wade said he's been knowing his song, I think, since he was like 3. And you know, he said that he was out in the public with all his other kids, but not him. And you know, that would make his son feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. So he like, fuck it. Now he a little older to at least understand. Once we go out here, these folks ain't gonna show you no mercy. It is really what you wanna do. I ain't trying to hide you. I love you enough and I'm trying to save you, but are you ready for this shit? So I guess he told him he ready, so he just got to stand out and be there for his son.
I don't know if I would be able to do it.
I understand where
it's
hard.
Maybe they told him.
I'm gonna try to beat your ass.
If that's what you're gonna end up being,
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of
you. Why not support it now if you're gonna end up supporting it? At the end of the day, I will fuck my son gay or not. I'm loving my child.
Yeah.
They still, I ain't gonna give up my daughter or son.
But at 14.
Nah, they're like, you giving her. I hate you with that.
This shit hard.
But you gotta sign the consent. This is a child. Like, you You gotta see.
What if he get like, older and don't even want to be like that? Yeah. Like that, I'm dead. Why you?
Oh, I said that way. She turned 18.
Wait till you become an adult.
How y'all feel about these ways saying that Gabrielle Union run their house? She didn't have that relationship.
Oh, damn, he might be becoming a bitch now. Hold on now. Do he got any saying anything?
Yeah, that shit just
what
weird.
The fuck is going on?
I'm a dominant woman, but, I mean...
They just say, run my house? I don't want no nigga
she
like that.
She probably just, you know...
I don't want no nigga like that.
Say
that
going on.
Then
I
can run.
This the house. He say outside the house. What he do outside the house? He say in the house. She run the house. This, she decide what's for dinner, or you know, she run the house. This
I don't know.
Bitch, you paying out of bills too?
Nah.
I'm pretty sure he paid. Well, no. she got
sure
the bag too. So
I'm pretty sure he paying.
Them bills probably paid up.
Oh,
that shit just weird as fuck.
That just sound like he ain't got no say, so she just run through that bitch, do what you want to do. What she can change it around the front, do whatever she get wrong, ready. Do whatever color she want.
She's still a boss. She can do it.
Y'all know that she older than him.
That don't mean shit.
See what he say? I do not leave my relationship.
He do not leave his relationship. He follows. Probably with his motherfucking head down. He don't never look happy
like that.
He don't look fucking happy.
I don't want nobody I can run.
She might be got a whole nother bitch. She fucking.
I was just in second. You let
and
me do
he
that.
Just sitting there playing the game. Shit. See, they gonna exit him the fuck out.
I'm taking advantage of that shit.
He look like he ain't happy. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all just playing the game.
Hell, look like he ain't been happy. Look like he ain't been happy in a while.
I don't know. Nobody can run.
Me neither. I want to have fun and be open, be able to tell each other the truth.
Fuck that. I
don't
want
to be able to tell you what's wrong with you, and you don't be able to tell me what's wrong with me.
And sometimes
and I don't
somebody...
want a nigga to be scared to tell me. Well, fuck really, motherfuckers like that. You be thinking they all in love with you, but they got get that little third wrong with you. Really don't even fucking lie. So they can't even tell you.
Put me in my place on time.
Yeah, if that's what it needs to be.
Yeah, so baby.
Up Martin.
Yeah, Alexis Skyler. All right, bitch.
She got shit down.
She an old toxic, scary bitch.
Oh.
Like, she ain't scary, but she can't fight. Everybody know that. Valerie cannot fight.
Sunshine
can't fight.
Sunshine.
She just got a whole lot of money.
A lot of mouth.
But she's in here. Unless you a man, for, unless you want to
pull up
for real, though.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
One thing about it, though, Alexis brought this shit up first.
Yeah. Alexis brought another line.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn. In Alexis' situation, when you arguing with somebody, you ain't supposed to say kids are off limits. Totally. Kidding. I don't even give a fuck if you say, I saw your little girl walking to school today. Bitch, don't say nothing. Don't even say nothing about C. Because you already know a motherfucker waiting on you to say
something.
Unless
it start with kid.
Yeah, she was like, somebody. Yeah, you got out your children.
You got your kids.
She told you you got your kids. I would just talk about that good word. That's all it took.
I want to talk about that.
Pretty much like, you know, we ain't gonna talk about her kids. I ain't put no kids in it, you know.
I believe every time she was in, get a little quiet down. Don't nobody talk about her for a minute. She pop out.
Yeah,
get into
shit?
It with somebody.
Yeah, you know they got
some new argument. What's the new bullshit? And what
yeah,
fuck
and not
this
only
shit
that, her page is gone.
Yeah, yeah. Her page is gone. Instagram done deleted her.
Period.
She
gonna get mama talk. So
that's why I got
me.
Yeah,
Barbie.
They gonna probably get it back. It's a nigga out here that can get it back for her. She probably just don't want to pay him. Cause he taxing the celebrities I want for
him. I just think she just need to sit the fuck down and focus on herself and her music. Like, you ain't even got where you need to be to be coming for everybody. But she comes for everybody that's more successful than her. What the fuck, bitch? You don't even fuck bringing level.
Bringing people down.
Yeah, to her level.
And they was so lit together, just out bar and Alexis.
Man, that shit be fake. That shit be fake.
They was just in the club lit.
Yeah.
That shit be fake. She in the club. Alexis wasn't throwing no one. Out bar came with the one.
And the bitch,
she posted the picture.
That's the shit like that about you. That shit fake.
I can believe it.
That shit fake as hell. That bitch, yeah.
That shit
wasn't real. You got no been hanging with the hoe anyway. No, I don't even do all that. I can sis that shit. Fuck that.
I'm be fake it for.
One foul move.
What y'all think about little y'all gay ass? He done came out with some men on nail polish.
Oh,
gym for men. It's okay to get your nail done.
The nail
is got a little design too.
Gay.
It's full.
He got a girl though.
That don't mean that.
Oh, what about Day Day, y'all? They say the gay rapper Day Day.
Y'all know
Day Day
kind of hit
their
also.
Gay.
Who the rapper Day Day? Who is talking
about
that? Damn.
Gay.
They say he done stabbed the bitch with a butcher knife at Dunkin' Donuts.
Gay.
He say it ain't true. He said it with him.
They say he done went down and got mad donuts still in hell. and got a butcher knife. What the fuck did he get the butcher knife from?
I have no idea.
How?
And got down to try to start issue one episode.
Okay. Yeah, because
everybody know. Don't that shit. Everybody know that shit ain't even good.
So let's get into the marijuana. How was it in California?
Oh, it was awesome.
Like, I kind of feel like it don't even hit the sign down here.
Yeah, so I kind of
it feel illegal. I think they are now about it being legal.
Yeah, it was a house.
Is it true?
I knew I was doing something right.
Are we smoking the same quality of weed here as you smoking?
No, because this shit has been stepped down.
No, we're not. The same package. We're getting the real up there in Cali. We just getting the package down here.
They
Gary Payton. The real up there in Cali is smoking for real. Yeah. Down here, we just get the pack.
Down there, we get the OG really out the backyard. They really don't group. Down here, and then the packaging, really. You feel this. You feel it. You felt that too cool. The packaging really ain't in the sign. Y'all see a little thin. Y'all see, I'm sliding through my teeth. This shit so thick.
You can't even open them.
You can't even back outside through your teeth. Y'all,
these motherfuckers shot up
all the
time. Yeah. But what I can say, Cali is a taxing, though. They taxing.
This so big. What is it? Come over here. But then they start hitting me.
Did y'all hit the free roll?
No pre-rolls.
I ain't getting no pre-rolls. I got pre-rolls.
That shit ain't shit.
Somebody told me that there was smoking.
Nah, no, that was them bitches. I had some. Them bitches not smoking to me.
Yeah.
Them bitches.
Because I smoked.
I got the pre-rolls.
I feel like I waste my money on them pre-rolls. I spent like $8 on pre-roll. I waste my money on that shit.
For real,
ain't smoking. I got all type of sizes.
That's
shit.
What most of my money went to.
It was like $5 on. Yeah, me too. I spent about $700 on weed. I paid $40
for weed. That was so high.
That was skimpy. That was skimpy.
That's
what
it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit ain't smoking though.
We also noticed that y'all went to World Family Roscoe Chicken and Waffle. How was the food?
Man, them folks ain't got nothing on Georgia.
We waited.
They need to put that shit on.
We waited like 2 hours. Yeah.
Churches might be better than them.
You got that chicken so big.
What the hell?
That grits were good, though.
That waffle was good as hell.
Yeah. But we waited good. So long. We the waited chicken so ain't long. Good.
Then Delta right in the ordinary. You know, when we was out on the scooter, she in the ordinary song through DoorDash to one of us by us, but we rode the Inglewood. Girl, that shit had an aftertaste. I was drinking here. I was like, oh, this shit on table. She was like, girl, I thought it was just me. That's why. And I was like, bitch, soon as I walk in, you talking about you want some chicken.
Man,
this shit, I
need to take
good.
Man, that chicken was
big. I thought I was tripping.
The chicken was too big. Like, that shit overrated.
The one in Inglewood, it was good. It really was. But we got it fresh, and we had it with the waffle, whatever. But it wasn't good. Yeah. It wasn't
the chicken
like
went seasoning.
It tasted like grandma cooked. It tasted like,
the Mexican, who they had back there.
Some Mexican, my little cousin.
Like, somebody between, be fried,
From Jersey. So she just called.
But them folk getting their money, though, because baby, them lines be rocked around the field, and them folk waited. We waited 2 hours.
So I guess
it was
real true. Like, good food, not everywhere.
Right.
Mm-mm. You got to come down south. Mm-hmm. It was a few men down there. They said they knew we were from the South, just from how we were shaped. Because them bitches down there, you can tell they ain't in good. They ain't in good.
Every store we walked in, they were like, y'all ain't from down here. We were like, nah, where y'all from?
And I was like, damn, how the hell that nigga didn't know? He was like,
one nigga.
Those are Southern Bells. He rode fast. I was like, how the fuck he know we from the South? Like, what the fuck?
They were the Watusi.
You know what I'm saying?
But
we had fun.
So what
do
girls
and
Kelly look like? Are they
beautiful?
I can't even
see no hoes.
Me neither.
That's
all I
draw. Oh, I ain't
see. I ain't really see no hoes.
I even went to the casino and didn't see no.
Lord, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that was. What you say the word? Pull apart. Because like, we been going that bit.
Now, I don't know what the hell. Like, you walk through, you outside. I'm looking like we paid.
Yeah.
But we paid $400.
You rode past that motherfucker like 5 times.
I had to go.
You know,
your
boo thing
said,
hey,
shut up. What up?
I've been knowing Mr. Tillis since I was 8. We just, like.
8?
Yeah, I've been knowing
since
second grade.
Oh, so
what's your
school together?
Yes, like all the way.
Like,
I don't even know nobody
from
second grade.
That man had a crush on me.
He never got the friend zone. That's why I put a nigga in the friend zone. I ain't even got no nigga in the friend zone.
I'm trying to say
it. Fuck that nigga.
Not just ignore.
I like you or you don't. Sorry. I don't just gonna ignore the fuck out your way. Mm-hmm. But I ain't no rude ass bitch, though.
Shit.
I don't even like rude bitches.
Well, bitch. You is one rude bitch.
Man, you know why? I'm not rude. I'm nice.
I don't care.
She's about to have care. I'm telling you, you can't be rude. You sometimes you got to be rude to people because they approach be rude as fuck.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Charlie, when they walk up to you,
yeah.
Charlie, Wow. What are you like say when we were y'all? He's like, and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, what's the proper way for a man to attract, I mean, to not attract, but to walk up to one of you beautiful ladies? You know what I'm saying? You won't put it back down.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's your name?
Oh, that,
what's your just name?
Just
that
self. Can I just take you out sometime?
That's a good start.
Oh, what's up? My name. Nah, don't even say what's up. Okay. It, I always say, hey, how you doing? Don't even start out telling the bitch what your name is.
Like, hey, how you doing, beautiful? Is that disrespectful?
No, nah, like, that'll make me look up and at least look at you. And look at your shoes.
Give me the whole, you know, what's going on?
You can see through a bad day in the hard work. Cause even on a bad day, the nigga have a nice car.
What if the nigga just got a little cross?
Yeah, I don't like to see no nigga with
no
damn
crops.
Well, you know, there's a lot of dudes with crops.
And they gay for, I don't know, probably on the east side, but ain't no better on the west side or Camden Road wearing them with crops.
Them niggas on the west side,
I don't know.
Come on, man.
You
can't get no more.
You can't get no more.
He kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, he kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, he He from the city. He used to all that, you know.
Yeah, and then goddamn, you see when little baby the look, he adjusted his tie, like he was his mama.
And you could tell when he came, he kept talking.
But I feel like
baby just throwing him off. Like
the type of nigga that called you, see, like, hey, why I'm coming to fuck with you tonight?
Ben Ted Tiller, he said, what y'all think about Kim and Kanye divorce?
I really don't give a fuck about it.
I'm trying to tell
you. They finally got the boys.
She on to the next black dick shit. Yeah. The next
she,
black
she
nigga next.
QC.
Who next, goddamn
it? She might fuck me then.
Yeah, yeah,
like, how much you said he worth?
Been over, though.
They thought he was worth
$6.5 billion.
That's 6.5 billion. I wouldn't even give a fuck how much. If I had my own money, because she got her own money, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, but
Yeah, we got to believe that you got the same thing, $100,000.
I want my good. Yeah, $100,000. She paid $100,000 too.
She paid $100,000 too.
That wasn't specific on the number.
Put it on that bitch, make sure they have wants some more.
Just have it. All y'all, let y'all fall.
Hey, yeah, we're gonna butt that shit down, nigga.
Okay.
He better come back, goddamn.
I'm gonna be waiting outside. I'm waiting right here.
Yeah, I'm driving it over.
Exactly. Fuck
that.
I'm waiting right here.
I'm waiting outside the hotel, bitch.
You got 10 minutes and you can't spend no night.
Yeah, it's like a no-brainer.
So what y'all think about, you know, they just revealed that Michael Jackson kids have no African American DNA.
Shut the front door and open the back.
How? Oh yeah, them not his kids. So y'all don't think you fuck with them children either?
There was something else. There was a post on Instagram also today.
So y'all don't think you fuck with them children either?
I don't think
fuck
with
them
children. Let's say we don't have enough money to pay that type of fine when we run
over. Oh, okay.
It was a post on Instagram that said that why in black families do we keep a secret? Why in black families we disown the gay members, but we keep the molesters a secret.
Who the fuck do that? When? I believe that was when the fuck did they write that post?
It was today. I seen it today.
Cause did they? Hey, but that's true, that shit is not accurate. Hell nah.
I
want to
get all the ladies
to
y'all opinion.
Hell nah, this shit is not fucking accurate. Yeah. I don't give a damn. Then Dan Hayes, you hear about somebody fucking with a goddamn child. Y'all gonna be ready to beat they motherfucking ass.
Hear that.
That shit just ain't fucking right. Back in the days, I feel like they used to try to put that shit on the road.
Right.
They was gonna damn some dirty shit. Cause they was getting molested. That shit was in the house, you know what I'm saying? But this Dan Hayes.
Not this time. No.
And they said, all I heard was Melissa. Who the other people?
We did some gays.
Gays. And now, nigga, ain't about this on these gays.
I'm about to talk
about
that.
I get beat up behind that. But we're not this on in the gays right now.
Why? It ain't nothing wrong with being gay, period.
You know what I'm saying? I look good and cool as hell.
Period.
Cooler than a motherfucker.
We got somebody LGBT on the show. They said that it's Pride Month.
It's definitely Pride Month.
So when is the festival?
I want to know. Do they still have it?
That's in September.
Gay Pride.
That's in September.
Oh, what y'all do Pride weekend?
Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. I mean, we just turn up the month.
Shout out to the LG. Okay, what do y'all think about? Because I heard this too. People who are gay, bisexual, or whatever, but they say they don't consider they're not part of the LGBTQ
community. LGBT is bisexual.
But they said they're not a part of that family.
They're like the nigga being a chain gang. They say whatever they do in chain gang, they don't have a baby, they come home. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just a thing.
Another one in jail.
That one a little false. Nah, it don't work like that.
But if you have TL and you like women and men, you are bisexual. So you are a part. You don't have to celebrate Pride Month. You don't have to claim it, but you are bisexual. And bisexual is one of the main
abbreviations.
Right. Most people ain't scared to say they bisexual. I mean, you best of both worlds.
I'm telling you.
Because y'all be with a guy. Because y'all, okay. Because y'all be with a man.
I'm in a relationship with a man.
Cause y'all be in a relationship, the ladies on the show that are heterosexual. Cause you be in a full relationship with a man that was bisexual.
Fuck no, he gay.
Hell no,
man.
That's too much disease.
That's called AIDS. First of all, you don't know, like, you will always be like, you don't know what they like the most, men or the women.
That's all like the man the most. If this nigga thinking he can come tell you and you gonna be alright with it, y'all, I'm gonna be
like, all the way on the cool.
And then that nigga fucked up.
Nobody's gonna come out and say this shit. You can't compete with these niggas. Hell
nah. We ain't gonna talk about them asses.
I'm not moving
on. All right. I'm telling you.
That chicken is too nasty.
But I'm faggot. But I'm telling you, and the men be confident, and this shit don't come from nowhere. These men be confident. They know they'll take your nigga. Because these niggas be knowing what's up. And that shit don't come from nowhere. I'm a confident bitch too. You know what I'm saying? I compliment a gay nigga. But when gay niggas get around me, it's like they be trying to be in competition. But baby, one thing about it, I'm a real bitch. Yeah. Period. Okay, you can't have no baby hoe. So leave me alone. I have to leave my church child a little bit. But these niggas, they for real with this shit. Real, and they be stepping. And they got them put that shit on, and they be looking better than a lot of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Yeah, so I don't think that I could be with a man.
Shit, they get everybody done.
Compete with another man. I don't think I win.
In 305.
They get everybody done.
Yeah, but I saw one walking down the street in Cali. Boy, what? Why the nigga had a thong on?
Oh, yeah, the boy, damn.
You seen him? What?
I'm not.
I don't know what the fuck he had got done. But that nigga was stepping. And he had another nigga with him. He didn't look half as good as him. And it's like, I'm telling me, his teacher, my friend walked by and got down. He's like, you tell him, rolling their eyes and shit. I go, he see some bitches, some real bitches. I'm like, damn, you a bad bitch. I'm like, you's a bad bitch. Okay. Girl, I couldn't fucking believe it, man. Girl, thrown out of the hips. I don't know what that nigga got done, but he got some work done. Too. Yeah, nigga get dead. Work done, too. Damn.
They give me 4 hours.
Hey, girl. Fuck with me, because you know they got money. They said the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm. Damn, bro. I know that.
What? They got good money. And they got hush money. Yeah. That was that guy that you need, nigga, too.
Yeah. I'm gonna give, hey, that? Buddy, I'm gonna give you a 10.
Yeah, so just then you gonna pay good. By way,
okay, we got our little Walter, my partner, shit, and he said,
"What's going on, little Walter?" Walter, I remember Walter. Walter.
You said back to
100. Uh huh. That was up, chicken in on a motherfucking one too. So what do y'all think about, they said it was a school teaching, oh, I got a blunt roll, teaching first graders about masturbation in private parts.
Oh, fuck no. Not in no first grade, man.
And they put it like, and they put it like in cartoon form.
Hey, B and George.
Don't give my kid no bright idea.
Right.
And I bet it's white people.
Hell no. In New York.
White, the white side. Yeah, she look white. That need to show this to 6th grade, the 7th grade, the 8th grade, not no 1st grade.
This is a little 1st grade shit.
And they explaining it and everything.
Being that they posted it, they can't make kids opposite. They see it. Wow.
That's a school learned it.
What is on? What is on? It's kids
and internet now. It's a spiritual word. It probably was from
Shade Room too.
Yeah, cause you know they.
So,
everybody
it was 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and like that shit is, you know what I'm saying? I would be they so surprised if my right child now, Taylor.
Homeschool
our
children.
I'm trying
to say, God damn, boy, ain't no way.
Like, what the fuck?
Y'all ain't no fucking first grade. We ain't not
first grade. We had it.
Girl,
we 7 years old.
We started listening. Like, everything y'all do was sex. We was at middle school.
Yeah, 6th grade. Hell, we never had a plan. I'm trying to focus on how to do the put on the pad and the
condom. That's it. That's it.
Once you read that, they weren't talking about no feelings down there. That's
it.
No erection.
Right.
What
feeling?
What
the fuck?
What
the fuck?
One of my kids' teachers would.
I was trying to
tell my favorite.
Yes, that's 6th grade. This first grade.
I'm not 6 years old. Yeah. I'm not fucking erection.
Right.
I know
right.
Nothing.
Like, I'm sewing. I don't care. It's against our religion.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit. I'm sewing.
Like you said, I'm sewing, bitch.
What
is erection?
They said that the teacher said that a student asked her about it.
And she made the cartoon.
So she went and rent the cartoon. And researched some shit and wanted to put it in that form. If that student is asking about some shit,
call me about my child.
Go to the counselor.
My thing is, that's not your place. That's not your place to do that.
Everybody else's child to this shit.
Not even that child.
This child be calling me. Going through, the next child may not know.
It might have got shit going on at home.
That's why you should have. So it should be like
the parents.
Right?
They got the casework and social workers and shit. Your child come and ask you shit like that. You don't gonna introduce the whole class to this shit.
To this shit.
They'll
think getting touched is masturbation.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because they so small.
They don't know.
But
they can know what
confusing. You are so right, but that's a good fact.
Because,
and then
that's good
as hell.
That was a bad idea.
That's crazy.
That was very bad.
She needed to be fired.
She needed to be fired forever. And you they need to sue that bitch.
And that bitch didn't go to jail. That hoe need to cry in jail.
Child cruelty.
Because that shit don't make no sense.
Child porn.
And everyone but the parent and that school.
That's, yeah, child porn.
Need to gotta sign a petition and get paid.
Yeah,
for real.
They need to fire that hoe. They need to put that bitch in jail for 90 days. Let that hoe cry.
Need no more
she need to cry in jail.
Yeah, 90 days. Right. So she can not.
They need to be beating her ass. She need to be in goddamn general population. They need to be beating the fuck out her ass because that don't make no sense. I'm just thinking about Woodstock. Woodstock coming home telling me she don't learn how to masturbate.
Oh,
shit.
That can train without an erection. And they said when they get big, when baby boy get big, because my children say, baby boy, tell. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, mama, baby boy will feel outside that he was showing his tail. I'm like, what the fuck is a tail?
Yeah.
But I thought about it. I think they got a tail like a dog. They don't know no better. Okay, we're going to keep it like that. But they go to school and know.
Oh, they going to know what
dick.
It is.
Yeah. And I got a pussy. And this boy, you look at it, but it feels like
oh, that's, it that's too young for them. I feel like sixth grade too young.
That's for a parent. That's a parent
that's
to
us to have, yeah.
To have that conversation with our child.
Yeah.
On our time.
Don't take that away from me.
I agree.
Exactly.
Mr. Lidborn, Miss Pat, what's the got that teacher name? Miss Jackson, bitch, don't you ever, ever in life. Bitch,
oh my
real.
God, not in Atlanta, like I said, it wasn't
there,
here. It was
ever,
in New York,
never
right. Before, I know anybody crazy,
not no goddamn spurt grade,
yeah, it was
yeah,
in New York,
probably white side, and go down in fucking Harlem,
like that,
Alton or some shit
we ain't never heard of,
but yeah, Portland Poe, he going on down here,
yeah, don't go out to school, you want to press charge. I want her locked up 90 days.
Bitch, y'all make sure y'all follow Addison Wednesday Media. Make sure y'all follow Live from the Richie.
Live from the motherfucking Richie.
Look at our podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube.
Come
and
in.
Follow me.
Yeah. My bad chasing cakes on Instagram.
Period. _ plus page.
And one room girl.
All right, thank y'all. Yes. See y'all next week.
Next week, we're out. Mm-hmm.
One love, one money.